Chapter 30, Part 1. Why the Pandavas Left Gandhamadana Mountain. The Pandavas continued to dwell in Kuvera's abode for 4 more years. While in that celestial atmosphere, they hardly felt that the time was passing at all. But one day Arjuna and Bhima approached Yudhisthira and spoke with him privately. Then Bhima said, "O King of the Kurus, in order to make good your vow, we have restrained ourselves, and we have not killed Dhritarashtra's sons. Rather, we have been living here for 11 years in this forest, deprived of our inheritance. And these past 4 years have not been difficult. But the time is now approaching when, in accordance with your promise, we will need to enter some habited region and live there incognito. Therefore, let us leave this mountain and descend again to earth." Bhima said that both he and Arjuna were determined to punish Duryodhan, but feared that if they remained on the high plateaus of the heavenly Gandhamadana, they might forget the miseries the Kauravas had inflicted upon them. This would weaken their determination. "Therefore, we desire to leave now. We brothers, assisted by the infallible Krishna, will surely help you regain your kingdom. We all desire your welfare and long to encounter your enemies in battle." Yudhisthira agreed that it was now time to depart. Along with Draupadi, the brothers visited the various groves and lakes of Kuvera's abode for one last time. They offered their respects and bade farewell. Yudhisthira then prayed to Gandhamadana Mountain. "O Lord of Mountains, we are now ready to depart. Please grant that after we have conquered our enemies and recovered our kingdom, we may again see you at the end of our lives." Yudhisthira was thinking of the time when, after ruling the kingdom, they would finally retire to perform asceticism and gain spiritual emancipation. Surrounded by his brothers and the brahmanas, Yudhisthira then began to march down the mountainside. Bhima summoned Ghatotkacha and his followers, and they again carried the Pandavas' party over the difficult mountain passes. The Pandavas were sorry to leave Kuvera's abode, but as they gazed back at its sublime beauty, their minds were delighted. The brothers soon arrived at Bhararika Ashram. After being greeted by the sages there, Yudhisthira dismissed Ghatotkacha, choosing to continue the downward journey by foot. After remaining 1 month with the sages of Bhararika Ashram, the Pandavas set off towards the country of Subahu. They met Subahu and spent a night with him there before proceeding toward the forest known as Vishakayapa. And as they traveled, followed by their porters and servants, they saw charming woodlands, lakes, rivers, and fields. They stopped each evening at dusk and camped wherever they were, preparing a meal from the simple forest fare. Gradually, they reached Vishakayapa, still within the Himalayan range. just as the monsoon season was approaching. They decided to remain in Vishakayapa until the rains passed, and then they would return to Kamyaka. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.